looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Now, 131873, do you want the Metro West to go ahead? It's going to be built, the Metro West. Seriously, it's going to be built. So forget all the silliness of whether or not it's going to count. He's not going to scrap it, Chris Minns. No way in the world. He's still playing silly buggers, though, with the future of the project, talking about adding new stations, pulling them out. But maybe that is a good thing. Because the Australian Turf Club is making a last-ditch plea for a station to be added at Camellia, which is right near Rosehill Racecourse, to replace the heavy rail station that was bulldozed for a light rail stop 3 years ago. Well, Steve McMahon is the head of corporate affairs and government relations at the Australian Turf Club, and he's on the line. G'day, Steve.
Yeah, good afternoon, Chris.
So a metro stop at Camellia, why would it work for you guys?
Well, look, first of all, we're going to have 20,000 people there in a couple of weeks' time for the running of the Golden Eagle. So we'd like a place for our patrons to get off the train and go straight to the racecourse. We used to have a station right on the railway line, and that was taken away by the previous government. We do have light rail on the way, but that won't be there for another 6 months or so. And there's also at Camellia and Rosehill Gardens is earmarked for basically a new suburb with up to 10,000 new homes there. And we think that those people need to have a railway station or a new metro station in the place where the old one was.
And I think people, if you haven't been to Rosehill Racecourse, it's not just about the races, right? You guys have got fair income. It must have every single formal west of Auburn.
That's exactly right. We do. We have plenty of formals there, plenty of graduations there for that whole community out in Western Sydney. We also have the caravan and camping show where we get hundreds of thousands of people there. Because don't forget, we only race there about 26 times a year, but the rest of the year, it's being used for events, for business shows, for formals, for everything.
What's your likelihood? Has it been somewhat successful? Are they open to it?
Look, I think we're probably about 20 to 1 using some racing parts there for getting the station. But look, this has been through a long history. It's been about 9 years in the making, this whole discussion with the previous government. At one stage, it was earmarked for a station, then it wasn't, and then it was, and then it wasn't. So we were quite hopeful when the Premier started this review, looking at different stations. In the old days, it used to be because the previous minister didn't want to have extra time allocated to your trip. They wanted to get from the city to Parramatta within 20 to 25 minutes. Having an extra stop there servicing over 10,000 new residents is infrastructure that the community there would need. It wouldn't add that much time, and it would certainly add a lot of benefit, not just to people in Western Sydney, but anyone who needs to travel around, workers, everyone.
Because it's not walkable from Rosehill to Parramatta, is it really?
No, it's currently serviced by a bus. And look, when the light rail comes to town, that would certainly help. But at the moment, it isn't. And we just want to be able to get people from Sydney to Parramatta and then to Rosehill, like we used to when we had a train line there.
One of the issues with the Camellia site itself, isn't it going to cost a fortune to rehabilitate it, remediate the site?
Yes, but we're fortunate. Rosehill Gardens Racecourse, because it's been a racecourse for over 150 years, we'd be the least contaminated site there. We don't have the problems that a lot of the industrial area there has. So as a result of that, you could build a station on the surplus land near the racecourse and you would have less remediation costs than you would in perhaps other locations.
Mm. Do you need a Metro West stop and a light rail stop?
The reason for the light rail is basically replacing the buses and it's getting people using light rail. It's still about a 2 minute walk from the racecourse. Like I said, we used to have a heavy rail link right at our front door. And if you're going to put 10,000 new people into a suburb, then you need the infrastructure. And this is the perfect way to do that. And the timing is right.
What have they said, the government, when you've brought this up, what have they said about any roadblocks to it, any issues with it?
Look, they've all been quite positive. I know that they're still looking at it. Obviously, money is an issue and they're being very fiscally responsible. And of course, they should be. They're concerned about the contamination and the costs. They're concerned that the project's already started, like there's already a big tunnel going under the racecourse with the boring machines. So we understand that. We're realistic and we know the position that the government's in. But when there's an opportunity with this review and there's an opportunity with a new government and a chance to do something right for history.
And those guys, so the previous government, when you spoke to the previous transport ministers, previous premiers for the coalition, they didn't want to know about it.
Some did and some didn't. They changed a few ministers and they all had their different views. I think ultimately it came down to cost and timing, and there was a lot of back and forth in this issue. And it's already, you know, obviously we know that the costs were overrun. We know that that was a problem. And we know that the responsibility of government is to make sure they keep an eye on the finances.
Yeah, but you also only get one shot at this stuff, right?
That's right, absolutely. We've got successive mayors of Parramatta have been fully supportive of this. I noted today the new mayor, Pierre Isbert, is supportive. Donna Davis is supportive. It's pretty hard to find someone who's against what's happening out at Camellia. There are no NIMBYs. It's something that everyone wants to see happen, and we just want to get this opportunity right before it's too late.
So when you say you've got surplus land at Rosehill, how much surplus land have you got?
Well, look, we own all the car parks around the land. We own the bowling club across the road. There's another site there called the Circus site, which is used for overflow car parking. Mm. So it's a very large chunk of land in one single lot of ownership. The whole site's about 9 hectares altogether. And then we're also providing open space as part of this Camellia project. So we've got plenty of land to do it if the government wishes to do so.
And it'd be a shame for them to waste it, right?
Absolutely. Look, these opportunities don't come around very often, and we want to take advantage of it while we can for the benefit of all those future residents that are going to be living there.
All right, Steve, thank you so much for jumping on. Enjoy your public holiday and keep fighting for it. I don't know how you're going to go, but it's certainly something worth lobbying for anyway, because you know you're only in it if you can only win it if you're in it, right?
Absolutely. And we just want to see all of your listeners come to the Golden Eagle in a couple of weeks' time and be able to catch a train.
Good on you, Steve. Well done. That's Steve McMahon from the Australian Turf Club. 131873. It's interesting, right? Because you're going to build the Metro West Metro. So it's an underground train, effectively, from the city all the way through to Westmead Hospital. What do you think? Do you think it's worth putting extra stops in there? I know that's what Chris Minns is thinking about, but if you deviate some of these tunnel borers that are currently digging out the tunnel as we speak underneath the route, well, if you deviate them even a very, very small amount, it starts costing stacks of money. If you start putting more train stops in, train stations in, it's going to cost a lot more money. Is it worth it? I reckon it probably is worth a conversation. I know that you want to get from the city to Parramatta in 20 minutes, but you've also got to be able to service residents. And if you're putting 10, 20, 30,000 more people in and around sort of the Newington and Camellia precincts and Parramatta precincts, you got to have rolled gold public transport. Maybe this is an opportunity to sort this out. I don't think it's going to go ahead, but it's certainly worth the conversation. 131873. Now coming up, Meghan Markle. She's considering a run for the Senate. Seriously, Senator Markle. Oh, it's a crazy story. I'll tell you all about it next.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.